Good morning, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. It all started as an online advertising ploy for a St. George piano store. Now 130 million YouTube views and 250,000 Facebook fans later, the Piano Guys are moving beyond social media, releasing a debut album, performing on national television, and hitting the road. And today on the program, we talk music, video, and success with the Piano Guys. Joining me by phone is John Schmidt. He is an accomplished pianist who's performed around the world. He began songwriting at the tender age of 11, and to date he's released 8 albums and 7 piano books containing transcriptions of original arrangements. He's the piano part of the Piano Guys, and he joins us from his home in Bountiful, Utah. John Schmidt, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Stephen Sharp Nelson, the cellist part of the Piano Guys, will be joining us shortly. The Piano Guys will be performing next Wednesday night at Kingsbury Hall. Unfortunately, if you don't have your tickets, you're out of luck. It's sold out, but you can check out their music at thepianoguys.com and their debut album also there. And there, we've got some links on our website, kcpw.org. Later on in the program, we turn to adventure and freedom on the Salmon River. We'll talk about a new book, Anything Worth Doing. But first, the Piano Guys. What's your favorite Piano Guys mashup? What do you want to know about their collaboration and their composition? You can join our conversation with John Schmidt. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. John, I want to start actually with a recent performance on Jay Leno, the 5 members of your group playing on one piano. Before we take a listen, can you set this up for us?
Yeah, we were just messing around one day in a business meeting, you know, just with a piano, was at Paul's store, and we just started, you know, plucking strings and, you know, we all have ADHD, I guess, attention deficit, and we just couldn't concentrate. And before we knew it, we had a cool idea, and people seemed to really like it.
Tell us about the song that you chose to perform in this way.
You know, we kind of got the concept, the textures, and then we tried several songs. And one thing we do try to do is we try to get songs that are popular right now, because there's an opportunity on YouTube with that. But we try to do it in a very authentic way. We try to put, you know, mash it up with maybe a classical idea, or, you know, Steve and I are both classically trained and have that a lot in our background. So, you know, we'll try to throw that in and or do something musically with it that kind of makes it stand as sort of a separate work of art that stands on its own.
Okay, well, let's take a listen. This is the Piano Guys performing on Jay Leno.
All righty. Well, this is kind of cool. My next guests are making their first national television appearance. They're 5 dads from Utah who became an internet sensation from their self-made music videos. Since then, they've been signed to a record label, and their self-titled debut album will be released on October 2nd. Please welcome the Piano Guys.
John Schmidt, as part of the Piano Guys, performing on Jay Leno. The crowd clearly loving this piece. How are you feeling, John, when you were performing?
you know, it was so cool to finally have that bubble, the Jay Leno bubble burst. You watch that show your whole life, and just to be on set and to see behind the curtain was really, really cool. But, you know, I think we'll know we really made it when they have us on the couch afterwards in interviews. but it was cool. They watched it, and they came over and talked to us afterwards, and Christina Aguilera, she's like, who came up with this idea? You know, she was really cool. So,
well, let's describe the idea for those who haven't seen it. So the five of you are standing around a piano with the lid taken off, and you're plucking and you're banging on it, using it as much as a percussion instrument as a melodic instrument. I mean, do you feel like any instrument can be used in any different way? I mean, I think my piano teacher growing up would have freaked out if I had started banging on a piano, you know?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. It's not probably not the best thing to bang the lid as a percussion element, you know, but but it is our piano. We own it. Paul, the piano guys, owns a piano store. And so we feel like, you know, we can do some of that stuff. And when we perform on other pianos, we'll put little things on there to help it. But the funnest part, I think, is when Steve takes his bow, his cello bow, and runs it through the piano strings in the middle of the tune. That's pretty cool, I think. You know, it's just amazing, you know, with an instrument like that, what you can do. You can find all different ways. We kind of put our minds to how many different sounds we could get out of all of those strings and pegs and you know, and the wood, and just how we could use. And then also we played on the keys as well.
It's a remarkable performance. Speaking with John Schmidt, he's a pianist who's performed around the world. He's the piano guy of the Piano Guys, and he's joining us from his home in Bountiful. Also with us, Stephen Sharp Nelson joins us. He's a pioneer in cello percussion, an alternative performance method that combines traditional cello techniques with unconventional percussive technique, which we were just talking about. He's got a degree in music from the University of Utah School of Music, and as I mentioned, he's the cello part of the Piano Guys. Stephen Sharp Nelson joins us by phone from his home in Salt Lake City. Stephen, welcome. Thank you so much for your time today. Oh, maybe we're having some technical issues there. We will try and connect with Stephen in a moment. If you've got questions or comments for Stephen Sharp Nelson or John Schmidt, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Stephen, are you there now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep. Gotcha. Thank you so
Great.
Much for the time. We were just talking about your performance on Jay Leno. John saying it was quite a thrill to make it to Leno, but he wants to be on the couch next time. Do you share that ambition?
Oh, that's great. That would be wonderful. Yeah. It was a really, really fun experience. And Jay was very nice to us, and we had a great time there. And can't forget that experience. It was awesome.
So what's a cello guy doing in a group called the Piano Guys?
Hey, that's a great question. I ask myself that every morning. you know, the short story really is it started out as a piano store in St. George, Utah, called the Piano Guys, with Paul Anderson at the helm. And he wanted to market the store in an unconventional way and started a YouTube channel named the Piano Guys. And once you start a channel, that name is set in stone. You can't go back and change it. So he recruited amazing pianists, most especially John Schmidt, who walked into his store one day and wanted to practice on a piano before a gig. And they started uploading videos with piano tunes. And John and I had been playing together for 15 years, and John said, "Hey, Paul, what do you think about involving a cello guy, you know, on our next video?" And Paul said, "Well, what's a cello?" And so it's sort of introducing that really to the group, and then I brought on Al Vanderbeek, who was just living. I mean, I just moved onto his street not too long before then, and he had a recording studio in his home, and he and I had been writing tunes together. He's a brilliant musician, and then of course Paul had Tell Stewart in his store working for him, and so the five of us just kind of came together. And it was so natural that it's John, don't you feel like it just it's like hard to actually piece it together? It just happens so naturally.
Well, you know, and I'll have to say Steve is the element that just made it all take off. What he does with the cello is amazing. He plays kick drum and cello at the same time, turns it into a percussion instrument, and he's a one-man symphony, really. All of the tracks we put down or that you hear on our videos are recorded by Steve, and he has like 8 cellos, and some are electric, and some have extra high strings and extra low strings, and we literally can build an entire symphonic session in about an afternoon's time with Steve. He's just amazing.
Well, when you look at these videos, they're amazing to watch, and I'm wondering if now that you've got a debut album out, is that going to take something away from the experience for your fans? Because it is so much fun to watch you guys. Not that listening isn't great too, but you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, the full experience of the Piano Guys is exactly as you said. It's to watch and to listen. I browsed Amazon the other day and saw that we had some reviews there of the CD and noticed one, and the woman that was reviewing the CD said, you know, I thought I was going to not be able to listen to the CD without the videos, and yet she said, I closed my eyes and I could imagine the whole thing. So hopefully
she wasn't listening
to the CD.
John, go ahead.
Glad she wasn't driving at the time.
Don't close your eyes while you're listening to the Piano Guys. We're talking to the Piano Guys, John Schmidt and Stephen Sharp Nelson, and two of the 5 members of the Piano Guys. If you've got questions or comments, feel free to join us. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Let's go to the phones, and Verl is joining us from Salt Lake City. Verl, hi.
Hi there. Yes. I love the performance. I was just wondering if they thought of maybe having someone singing or a duet or maybe the Tabernacle Choir and an orchestra.
we actually have things like that. We've had singers. We've collaborated with Alex Boyer. We try to really do a variety of things. We've had a youth orchestra. We've Steve has played with lightsaber bows. I mean, we try to mix it up big time. We throw in original tunes. We don't just do cover tunes. We do classical tunes. We try to really use a wide palette. We try to shy away from just doing the hot covers. We do older covers. We try to mix it all up. So
the sky's the limit on the possibilities are endless. And Verl, yes, there are some vocal versions out there. Check it out, thepianoguys.com, or you can go to kcpw.org. We've got some links there. You mentioned the cello wars, which I have to play just a little bit so people can get a sense of what this is. It's, I guess, your take on the Star Wars theme. Stephen, do you want to comment before we take a listen?
Oh, you bet. It's 5 Star Wars themes stacked on top of each other, and it really began, the impetus of the idea began with my 6-year-old son, Eli, who just a diehard Star Wars fan and loves music, and gave me a lot of great ideas for this video and this music. And it's basically just me battling a clone of myself, an evil version of myself, with my bows painted as lightsabers. And Chewbacca shows up, and Darth Vader shows up playing the accordion. And, you know, so there's a little shtick in it as well. It's a parody, certainly. But we also put a lot of energy and time into making the music have this cool edge to it. So all the sounds they're about to hear were created by electric and acoustic cello.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to Cello Wars from the Piano Guys. Stephen Sharp Nelson on the cello, John Schmidt on the piano. We're talking with the Piano Guys, and they are coming to Kingsbury Hall next week. Sadly, if you don't have tickets, you're out of luck. They are sold out, but you can check out their music videos and their self-titled debut album at thepianoguys.com. Or we've got some links on our website, kcpw.org. You can join our conversation if you've got a favorite Piano Guys medley. Give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. We need to take a short break. We'll be right back. This is City Views on KCPW Salt Lake City. Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce. Today on the program, we're talking with the Piano Guys, five dads from Utah whose unique musical arrangements and eye-catching videos have captured the attention of millions, including Katie Couric and Jay Leno. Joining me on the phone, John Schmidt, the piano part of the Piano Guys, and Stephen Sharp Nelson, the cello guy in the Piano Guys. And again, they're coming to Kingsbury Hall next Wednesday night, but it is sold out. You can check out their music and their debut album on their website, thepianoguys.com, or check it out on through links on our website, kcpw.org. If you'd like to join our conversation, what do you want to know about the Piano Guys? What's your favorite video or mashup arrangement? You can call us. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. John, earlier you mentioned that you are both classically trained, and I understand you were fed a steady diet of classical music as a child, and yet you describe your music today as new age. Why did you not pursue a career in classical performance? You're clearly capable.
Well, yeah, and new age was kind of the closest description available. It's sort of a mix between the music that I was writing was sort of a mix between Billy Joel and Beethoven, and I couldn't find the right word for it, so we chose New Age. But I wanted to do music for fun, and when you're a classical musician, it really requires 10 hours of practice a day, and my respect for those artists is just immense. But it really is kind of all-consuming, and my lifestyle wouldn't allow for that. So,
Stephen, same sentiment for you?
Yeah, I can echo that. I actually started out as a cello performance major and realized that I didn't really have the attention span to be a classical musician. Because John is exactly right. I mean, the competitive nature of being a solo classical musician and the demand it requires. Of focusing on just your instrument all day, every day, is amazing. And really, only a handful of people in this world have the capacity to do it. And like John said, I respect them tremendously. For me, it was I wanted a more balanced, well-rounded approach to music where I could play multiple instruments and be able to write music and to be able to do something like we're doing with the Piano Guys, where we're making videos and So that component was so important to me that I actually didn't plan on pursuing a career in music, but I always wanted to have it in my life because of what a joy music can be. So I pursued another career, and this Piano Guys thing just sort of came in the side door of my life, and I couldn't pass it up. Mm. And a lot of my career really has to do with John giving me the chance on stage to do my thing, he invited me to play on a couple of his songs, and gradually we were writing stuff together, and he handed me a vocal mic during the performances, and so really the Piano Guys is so much of John's foundation of his music career, and then his willingness and humility to hand the show over to the both of us to be able to take and run with it.
Before you joined us, John was sort of explaining the mechanics of the piano when you were playing with on the Jay Leno show, on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and how you're banging it, and I mean, it does seem a little abusive to the instrument. And I have to say, in many of your videos, Stephen, you are seen playing the cello in the snow. You're tromping. You know, you've got it. Your arms wrapped around it, taking it to the grocery store. You're in the desert. What does the instrument mean to you? I mean, do you still have healthy respect for this instrument that you're playing?
Oh, I hope that nobody would ever look at those videos and count it as disrespect for the instrument. I have the utmost respect for the instrument, and anybody that would be on the video shoot would see that. That I'm not certainly being flippant with it, but the viewers of those videos and your listeners need to know that when we're doing anything remotely dangerous with a cello, I'm using a stunt cello. And my stunt cello's name is Jackie, named for Jackie Chan, who does his own stunts. And that what we do is it's a very, very inexpensive cello that would sound hideous in a concert but looks fine on video. And so I use that, and so we're not too concerned about ruining a very fine instrument. You know, this is a so that's an important thing. And then the other thing is I have a collection. I know it's getting obsessive here, but I have a collection of 13 cellos, and all of them have their own unique purpose when I go into the studio to create what John mentioned, that symphonic sound. But a couple of my cellos are actually reinforced, so on the interior to allow for the percussive techniques that I use. So I really have tried to think this out, but at the same time, I've loved the ability I've been able to have to explore the instrument and to discover how much more a cello can do rather than just an arco or a bow stroke. And that to me is so much to the this amazing versatility that the cello has, and I hope that people just look at it and say, "Oh, he's enjoying it. He's having fun." It certainly isn't meant to be to look abusive in any way.
No cellos were harmed in the filming of these videos. Stephen Sharp at Nelson, the cello part of the Piano Guys, and John Schmidt, the piano guy in the Piano Guys. We're talking about their music and their success. If you'd like to join our conversation, 801-355 Talk is our number. 801-355-8255. You two are the musicians, the primary musicians, but you give equal billing to your behind-the-scenes crew, Tel Stewart, Al Vanderbeek, and Paul Anderson. How important is the video part of what you do? John Schmidt?
Oh, you know, that is the opportunity to put out a $30,000 video every few weeks in this day and age where YouTube is young. It's sort of like the early days of radio. You know, the people that were in the right place at the right time, they got very great publicity because of that, and we kind of feel that that's what's happening for us. And it's just it's one of those things where you're just like, wow, how did we actually end up in the right in these circumstances like this.
Mm. You've produced, is it 35 or so music videos at this point?
Yep, in about a year and a half.
When did the social media really kick in? When did you start to gain some traction online, John?
We put out a mashup of Love Story by Taylor Swift meets Viva La Vida by Coldplay about 3 years ago, as a little thing for my daughter who loved Taylor Swift. And we filmed it. We thought maybe we'd get 10,000 views. And YouTube being even more new then, you know, it was really easy for something like that to get attention. And it did. In about a month's time, it was over 1 million views. And we were getting emails from Malaysia and all over the world, people wanting us to come and perform concerts. I think that really laid a foundation. It helped to launch it that I had kind of a fan base email list that I send it out to. But once that initial spark got it going, it just spread like wildfire. So it's just great. Once the portal or once the avenue is set up, you can just keep putting more and more music out, and it's just awesome. You know, we just feel like we have so many cool things going in our favor. One of my favorites is to be able to use Al's in-home studio as a writing tool. We don't have to worry about, you know, money or studio time. We just try whatever and just have a blast. That's always been my dream, personal dream of mine, is to just explore while you're in the studio like that. So we just feel like we have a lot of things going for us. We feel extremely blessed.
Stephen, did the success surprise you?
Yeah, I have to admit it did. You know, when my first conversation with Paul Anderson, who started the Piano Guys YouTube channel, was one of extreme optimism. I mean, his optimism actually surprised me. He got on the phone with me and said, "Hey, let's involve you in this channel. You know, we're going to be the biggest channel on YouTube." And I'm thinking, isn't this guy a piano store owner? Like, what are we talking about here? And I was just so amazed, and I was just so happy at the success and to see that people were sharing this video because they felt something. You know, that a lot of the comments center around feelings that people have, you know, talking about they're motivated to do something good that day, or just gave them a smile, or, you know, brought them to tears. And that really, to us, is what it's all about, is to be able to put just a positive feeling out there for the people that are watching the videos. And we've grown organically, which is a wonderful blessing of technology this day. Is, you know, it used to be you had to have a breakout moment, or you had to have a huge record label behind you and hope that you had that, whatever it was called, you know, the lucky break. But for us, it was just a snowball effect, you know, organically growing this. And it was really just one person sharing it, and two people sharing it, and then just this exponential factor that happens via Facebook and YouTube.
And then Paul's ability to, you know, study YouTube and to study social media and to know what the smartest way to go about it. I think that was huge. His vision and his, you know, his belief in has really made this possible.
Mm. Yeah.
You got a contract with Sony Masterworks. How did that happen?
Well, that's a good question. It started with our manager, David Simone, who saw our video. Actually, his wife, Shelley Ross, who former producer of Good Morning America, saw our videos on YouTube, and she quickly showed her husband and said, "You've got to get these guys. You've got to manage these guys." And so David, in a very professional way, was very incessant about hounding us and saying, "Hey, I want to manage you guys." We said, "Oh, we don't want a manager. You know, we feel like we can try to do this on our own." And he kept coming to us and saying, "You know, I could help with this. I could help with this." And he's just this amazing guy with incredible credentials, and we owe so much to him. And he's the man that put the Sony contract together. Sony had seen us and was interested in us, and David helped to craft a contract between us and Sony that was more of a partnership rather than a conventional record deal, so that both of us could work together with the history that we had built and with the know-how and prowess and the things that we can't do that Sony had at their disposal, and to be able to work together in a partnership. And for us to be able to have creative license still was so key, and it really is hats off to David Simone.
Hmm. You released the debut album in October. John, how are the sales going?
You know, Tony says that they're thrilled. They're just absolutely thrilled with the sales. So, we were number 15 on the Amazon charts yesterday at a very, very competitive time, and it just blew us away to see who we were ahead of. I know it sounds kind of lame, but it's pretty cool, you know, to see that when you respect these national artists and these national names. Hmm. So we're just really blown away.
This fall, you performed at Red Butte Garden, and the concert was broadcast by PBS, I believe it was last week. What was that experience like, playing in front of a crowd outside, John?
It was a magical show. It was one of the, you know, and to have it all captured on film was really cool. And, that PBS thing, that PBS pledge drive will be repeated in March, and we'll have an Upper Avenel Hall show. I'm not quite sure on the date of that, but that's something for the listeners to watch for. And, you know, other markets around the United States will be showing it, like, for example, Chicago, and we'll go appear on those pledge drives, and then followed up with a concert in Chicago. I think we're doing a 15-city tour. We're just going to hit the biggest PBS cities with this concert tour. And so this next quarter is going to be, this next couple of 6-month period for us is going to be a really exciting time where I think things can break out, because just judging from the response we got to the PBS show the other night, they said it was one of the best money raisers they've ever had. So we're really excited.
Stephen, playing for the hometown crowd, though, that must be a thrill.
Oh, it always is. The people in Utah have been so good to us. We have so much. We're so indebted to them. I mean, we've built this thing on their shoulders. And so playing for that crowd, John and I approached the concert as if, you know, really we wanted to just give them the best show we could, just as a thank you for all that they've done for us and how they've supported us. And they were so patient in the concert, you know, as we were setting up technically, and the concert went quite long because of that, but they were wonderful. And we were so thrilled at the response and so grateful for these wonderful people that sat so long in the audience in cold weather and gave us applause for our songs. We had some amazing moments during the show that I hope people will be able to catch. One of my favorite moments was a flash mob orchestra. You know, we had the American Heritage Lyceum Philharmonic under the direction of Cason Brown. This is a local youth orchestra out of American Fork. These are amazing kids with so much spirit. And here they are, placed strategically throughout the orchestra, throughout the audience, hidden in the audience, and where we start playing Beethoven's Five Secrets, and violinists pop up here, and a kettle drum is all of a sudden there, and a harpist there, and a brass section in the back, and they start joining in gradually. And it was really just one of those moments where I felt the spirit of music, and I felt that connection with the joy aspect of music. There's so many facets of music, and unfortunately, sometimes we dig a little bit too deep, or perhaps we approach music too competitively, too professionally, and we don't remember that the best part of music is just that joy and the personal relationships and connections you can have people via music. And so that moment was really emotional for me, and especially being in youth orchestras as I was a kid and remembering how much music has shaped my life and how much it is a part of me. And seeing these smiles on these kids' faces, just it was like John said, it was a magical moment. I hope people are able to catch it.
We've only got a bit maybe a minute and a half left. I'm just curious from both of you where you see this going. You've got a 15-city tour coming up. Your album's taking off. Where does this go, and what do you want to get out of it? Stephen?
Well, I hope that I can continue doing exactly what we've been doing, because it's exactly what I want to do in life. I feel like it's where I need to be, and you know, I feel like there's been a lot of blessings from God in what we're doing, and we felt that if we put our lives in His hands, He can do a lot more with it than we can. I hope that we can continue to grow. We're at 1 million subscribers now. I hope in a year we'll be at much more than that, and I hope that we're affecting people all over the world in a very positive way, being able to provide family-friendly entertainment that grandparents and parents and children can watch together on YouTube, so there's good content out there. And I hope people really feel the joy that we have in music and can feel that joy and have it in their lives as well.
And John, 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things is when you get a comment, you know, this music saved my kid's life, you know, and really got him involved with a musical instrument. And I think about when I was growing up and I got obsessed with the piano, and I can't even tell you, I can't even describe all of the benefits that brought into my life. And to think that we could be doing that for so many, according to these comments that are coming in, you know, that's just huge, and that's what drives us. That's the biggest passion behind what we do is trying to, you know, bring stuff like that to people. For us, it's about the people out in the world. We want to just not have it be about ourselves.
John Schmidt and Stephen Sharp Nelson with The Piano Guys. Guys, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
The Piano Guys, again, are performing next Wednesday night at Kingsbury Hall in Salt Lake City. It is sold out, but you can check out their music and the videos on their website, thepianoguys.com, or you can go to links through our website, kcpw.org. Coming up next, Running the River, a conversation about the new book, Anything Worth Doing. But first, a break. This is City Views on KCPW, Salt Lake City.